As all pastors are probably doing in their pulpits this morning, I want to make just a couple of comments to you about the historic decision of our Supreme Court this week regarding a redefinition in our country about marriage. And you have probably seen on the internet, on the news, if you're on Facebook or any other social media, you have probably seen hundreds and thousands of posts and statements and comments from all kinds of political leaders, religious leaders. There have been a lot from our Arkansas Baptist State Convention, our Southern Baptist Convention. We were watching this morning a segment of Face the Nation where Russell Moore, who is one of our leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention that have to do with government and politics and representing the Southern Baptist values that relate to those things, it's all being talked about. And on our Facebook page, I posted a comment made by Dr. Stephen Gaines, who is the pastor of Bellevue Baptist Church, that he addressed to his congregation. And I felt like Dr. Gaines, in his brief statements, summarized what most of us think and what most of us feel. And if you have the access to do so, I would encourage you to go to our Facebook page and click on that link and listen to the comments of Dr. Gaines. It's also written there in text if you don't want to listen to it. But just let me make six quick little bullet points to you that basically summarize all of what he and hundreds of others are saying and what represents the attitude and intent of my heart as a minister of the gospel, as a believer in Christ, as your pastor. Number one, God's word still affirms his design for marriage. Nothing about that has changed. It does not make any difference what the Supreme Court says, what our government says, or what our culture says. No one in any of those capacities has the right or the privilege to redefine what God has already divinely established. And so even though their perspectives may have changed, God's word has not changed. And God's word still affirms his design for marriage, which is a man and a woman for life. Number two, God is still supreme. The Supreme Court is not supreme. God is still supreme. He still rules sovereignly, and all is still moving in perfect accord with his will and plan and purpose for our country and for this world. What happened Friday was not a surprise to God. In his omniscience, God knew it since before the beginning of time. Number three, we still love all persons of all sinful persuasions, and we still treat them with compassion and respect. That does not change. Number four, homosexuality and all other forms of sexual impurity and sexual immorality is still sin. Sin that must be repented of and covered by the shed blood of Jesus. And we will not change our preaching and teaching from God's word on those matters. Number five, your pastor will never perform or assist in any way in the wedding ceremony of a same-sex couple. You have my word. And number six, as you have expressed and as I have expressed, the facilities of Moreland First Baptist Church will never be used for the wedding ceremony or the reception of a same-sex couple. Now, we may need to do some officialities very quickly in the days to come, as it is being recommended to us by the entities within our Southern Baptist Convention and other Christian evangelical organizations. And I will be addressing that in these next couple of days to come. But those are the statements that I wanted to make to you this morning as a response to all of the history that has taken place. And I want to encourage all of us to continue to make this a matter of prayer, because I anticipate two things, and this is affirmed also in the comments and the things that are being discussed and shared in the media by various groups of religious denominations, other Christian believers, our seminaries, our convention, and so forth. That is, number one, even though it is being stated that our religious freedoms are not affected, we anticipate that will change. And we anticipate that there may likely come a day when we will be forced to uphold some of these laws regardless of our religious beliefs. that I may be sued or even criminally prosecuted for refusing to officiate in a wedding, or we as a church may have our security in some way threatened if we don't allow our facilities to be used for those purposes. So let's pray that that does not happen, but there is the anticipation that it might. The other thing that we feel may come as a result is that now that one form of sexual perversion has been sanctioned by our federal government, that it will open the floodgates for others to be so legitimized. And already we are hearing reports in the media that pedophiles, those who are sexually perverted in that their attraction is to young boys and young girls, they want their rights to be just as legitimized. Because as the gay people, they believe they were born that way. And they believe that it is true love and that they should have the right to enjoy their sexual orientation just like gay people do. So again, pray about those matters because we see those possibilities down the road. All right, that's all I'll have to say about that. Back in our former series on spiritual warfare, I shared a couple of messages that establish all of the theology and doctrine that I see from God's Word that affirms the Christian design of biblical marriage. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to those again if you want to go further.